Which floor?
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I'm Maggie. Today we're talking about English you would use in an elevator. When I first came to the United States, it took me a while to not to be nervous riding an elevator because to my surprise, people actually talk a lot waiting for the elevator or going into the elevator or riding the elevator together. So I thought I'd make this video, maybe it'll be helpful. So let's get started. The first one is, what floor? Or which floor?
Which floor?
这两个呢，我都在日常生活当中听过，其实就是去几楼啊？一般情况下，如果您站在按钮前面，一般都会说，我来帮你摁，你去几楼啊？他就会这样子说， which floor? Or what floor? What floor? Which floor?那这种情况呢，回答也非常简单，你可以选用两个动词，一个是 press， 一个是 hit。你可以说 can you hit 5 please? Or can you press 4 please? 或者呢，更简单，你就直接说几楼就行了。4 please. Can you press 4? Can you hit 4 please?那这里面呢，我觉得要快速的给大家说一下，就是美国的电梯啊，有很多情况下有一些奇奇怪怪的字母。那我们这里呢，快速的过一下，比如说最常见的就是 G，the letter G as in ground floor。Ground floor， 很多时候一楼都叫做 ground floor， 所以你经常会看到 G 上面马上就2、3、4、5、6了。另外还有一个常见的是 L， 这个呢常见的是 lobby。另外一个就是 P， parking， 在 G 以下基本上它就是代表 parking。那还有一种情况，如果是 P 在顶，比如说11、12 P， 那这个 P 就代表 penthouse。Penthouse. 另外一个非常常见的 LL， 两个 L 可能是代表 lower level or lower lobby。 那另外呢，我觉得还有一句非常重要的，也就是啊，电梯等一下，用英文呢就是 hold the elevator please， hold the elevator please，
hold the elevator。
如果您上班本来就晚了嘛，然后有一架电梯马上就要上去，你想说等我一下，这个时候就可以大喊一声 Hold the elevator please， Please hold the elevator for me。 那另外还有一种情况就是有可能你推着老人啊，或者是推着孩子，你想让人帮你扶一下电梯，怕门夹着。 Can you please hold the door open please? Can you please hold the door open for me please?有的时候呢，美国人说话很快嘛，你可能他会说一大堆 Oh, can you please hold the door for me? I don't want the baby to get hurt. 他可能会解释一下 I don't want the baby to get hurt. Or I don't want the door closing on the baby. 所以他可能会后面加很多这样子的话。你只要听懂前面说 Hold the door open 就行了，你就伸手给他挡一下门就可以。Can you hold the door open, please?Can you hold the door open for me, please? 那如果今天电梯人比较满，你又正好被挤在后面，然后你现在马上要下楼了，或者要下电梯了，你可以直接就说 Oh, excuse me, that's my stop. Excuse me, that's my stop, or that's my floor. Excuse me, that's my stop, that's my floor.另外一种情况呢，有可能你在摁的时候摁错了多摁了一个楼层。那这个时候呢，有的电梯如果摁两下是可以cancel 的，那这个时候叫做 double tap。 这个时候可能会有人跟你说 try double tapping it， try double tapping it， maybe it'll cancel。 try double tapping the button， try double tapping the button， maybe it'll cancel。那另外还有一个就是，如果这个电梯你觉得人已经比较满了，你就等下一辆好了。你可以说you guys go ahead, I'll wait for the next one. Go ahead, I'll wait for the next one. 这里面注意说，不能说 you go first. 我们之前呢也做了一个视频讲解这个 you go first 和 go ahead 的区别，所以大家呢可以点击卡片去那个视频看一下。这个时候你就直接说 go ahead 就行了。Go ahead, I'll wait for the next one. Go ahead, I'll wait for the next one. Alrighty, that's today's video. I hope it's helpful. Let me know in the comment down below what other topic you want to see from this channel. I'll see you in my next video. Bye! Thank you.